This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. I don't know if you've been listening to my show for years. If you have, what's wrong with you? But my voice used to be a lot higher. It's like, hi, welcome to Dr. Dahlia Show. It's me, Dr. Dahlia. And then later the voices got lower and lower and raspier. And I don't smoke, you know. I obviously don't sing very often. Well, I sing in the shower. But there's something called vocal abuse. And apparently Dr. Fauci suffers from that. I think he suffers from a lot of abuse. People have been giving him a real, real hard time with all this COVID stuff and him having to get up there and speak. But apparently Dr. Fauci has had to have surgery to have a polyp removed from his vocal cord. And now, you know, people are panicked, like, oh my gosh, you know, did the COVID give him throat cancer? No. Okay, so a polyp on a vocal cord isn't like a polyp in a colon. So when you have a colonoscopy, all right, you better be getting your colonoscopies over age 50 or younger if you're high risk. And if they see a polyp, that polyp doesn't necessarily mean cancer. However, if you are going to get colon cancer, it usually starts from a polyp, so they'll remove the polyp. So all cancer starts from polyps, but not all polyps turn to cancer in the colon. In the vocal cord area, it's a little different. You know, you could have a vocal cord polyp and it's usually benign. They're very, very common. We see it in people who speak a lot and talk a lot and sing a lot and yell a lot and, you know, radio. And so, yeah, I could have a lot of polyps. I don't know. I'm a pretty polypous person, I guess. I haven't had a polyp yet, but we'll see. So with those, they're usually benign. However, sometimes we need to remove them because if it does cause hoarseness or we are concerned that maybe it's not so much just a benign polyp, but it could be something else, we'll remove it, send it for pathology to make sure that's not cancer. So Dr. Fauci is going to be just fine. Okay, I know everybody's really worried because, like, oh my gosh, how do we get through coronavirus without Dr. Fauci? He'll be fine, okay? And he's a good guy, but I think we're all going to, you know, make it. But people get a little nervous. You know, when you see a doctor, right, need medical treatment, it freaks you out. You know, even me as a physician, you know, when I practiced in Nevada, and every now and then one of the doctors we trained under or worked with got some horrific cancer and died, and they were young. And I can't think of how many people I knew where they just got hit with something that you just remember learning about in the textbook. You know, you and the medical professional, in the medical professions, you don't kind of get just the basic sort of medical issues. If you have an issue, you just seem to get it like a lot more dramatic. We don't get sick as often, but when we do, it's a doozy. You know, it's interesting. When I got pregnant with my first child, the nurses said, you're going to have a rough pregnancy. I know, with residency and, you know, being on call 36 hours at a time and not sleeping. But like, no, you're going to have complications. It's just, you know, medical professionals do. And, you know, I did end up having complications. I didn't have any of the eclampsia or anything like that, but, you know, I had the low fluid, and then, you know, I had the delivery where I was stuck in a 13-minute contraction, and, you know, so there's a lot of drama when medical people, you know, get issues. And so with Dr. Fauci, I'm just a little nervous. Because, you know, most polyps go away on their own, but for them to decide to do surgery on this one, I just got a little nervous just because, and it's not because I'm worried about a polyp. It's just, you know, he's a doctor. And when doctors get medical issues, it's usually a doozy. So I'm hoping he's fine. All right, but they're saying right now that that's all it is, and that he is going to have general anesthesia. So who's taking over for Dr. Fauci? I don't know, probably Burks. Probably Trump. We'll probably hear from Trump today. He'll, you know, give us some medical updates like he does in a very medical fashion. I'm not making fun of him. It's just, you know, when he does his press conferences, it's kind of funny. Yeah, but he does a good job, and he pronounces all the terms correctly. So he's on it. He's on it. Big shout-out really quick to all my radio peeps. It's National Radio Day. Yay! So what does National Radio Day mean? It means you send all us radio folks money and gifts, okay? That's what it means. Because many of us are underpaid, and we do this day after day after day being underpaid. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. National Radio Day just kind of celebrates the fact that, you know, we have this freedom to be on air, and we have this freedom to abuse our vocal cords. Yeah, and I, you know, hearing what goes on in other countries with North Korea killing the dogs and things that happen in Nazi Germany and things you see currently, you know, throughout the world, you know, when I get to, you know, turn on my radio and I get to kind of connect with Jason Daniel and GCN Network, you know, says, all right, Dahlia, you're on, and it is such a freedom I can't even explain. And so, you know, many people look at radio as, radio's dying. You know, nobody listens to the radio anymore. Everybody kind of streams, or they, you know, have their, I don't know, their playlists or whatever. But actually, radio has made one of the biggest comebacks we've ever seen. Now that people listen to podcasts, now that, you know, I don't know if you watch, but like Joe Rogan or whatever, but it's like everybody and their mother now, you know, it's they're video streaming. They're on a microphone. This is, you know, people, they want to communicate. They want to speak. They want to give their views, and they want to, you know, work through this mess. And they also want to delineate between what we're getting in the news that's false and, you know, what's really going on. You know, I'm going to be talking about a little later today how, you know, all this talk about flu vaccines and this next flu season and COVID season and all that. I think a lot of people are blowing smoke out their butt and you know, how the hell do they know? You know, we'll give you the facts. And my being able to do that, you know, and give you the facts that I know, plus being able to express my opinion is a gift that I would have never even expected. So I really thank you guys all for the National Radio Day wishes. So coming up on the show, we got a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about, we have an expert coming on talking about, you know, are kids ready to go back to school? We're going to talk about how you could get coronavirus from a urinal. So when you dudes stand there and you pee next to each other, somebody could give you coronavirus by peeing next to you. We'll talk about that. I wish we had urinals in the ladies' room. That's my bucket list, just to be able to develop a way where I can just stand and pee. Interesting with the NFL. NFL is thinking about having a postseason bubble. We're going to talk about that because we want our NFL players safe and we want to salvage the football season as much as we can. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-TELLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So across the country, some schools have already started, but the majority of them are going to be opening up next week or in the coming weeks. And there's a lot of parental anxiety about how to kind of navigate the whole back to school while we're amidst this coronavirus pandemic. So joining us is she's a fantastic author, speaker, nationally recognized voice when it comes to, parental children interactions and education, and I'm very honored to have her, Erica Suter. Thank you so much for joining us. We really do appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Okay, so wow, summer went by fast. People thought it dragged on, but before we know it, here we are ready for school. How prepared do you think these school districts are?
Well, you know, it depends. It really goes district by district and then city by city and then state by state. You know, schools are doing what they can. Some schools feel they can provide a safe, social distance environment. Others have kind of thrown in the towel and says, we need to do, you know, we need to do remote learning. But you really have to, you know, if you have a choice, if you're a family that actually has a choice of whether to do in school or remote, it's really about your comfort level.
Right. Right, right. You know, it's also people keep discussing, well, you know, with pediatrics, we don't see them as affected as the older individuals, but it's the older individuals that are staffing the schools, and it's the older individuals that are at the house, you know, when the kids come home, like grandma and things like that. So, you know, unfortunately, it's not an easy decision because you have to kind of take all that into account.
It's not an easy decision, and it really is. You have to do what's best for your family, and that might mean your extended family. So it may mean if you have grandma at home or if you have someone with a compromised immune system at home, it really is a part of, it should be a part of the discussion.
You know, so you're very, in tune with, you know, connections and apps and, you know, how, you know, parents and kids can kind of stay connected if they do have to kind of, you know, be forced to the virtual learning. Tell us about, you know, what's available for families out there.
I think it's what's really important for parents to consider is that this year will look different for many reasons. And one is that kids won't have the same social emotional development that they've had in years past because they can't interact with their peers in the same way. There's not the same kind of recess and play dates and lunch periods. And all those things are affected, and we have to find ways to fill that gap. And one of the ways that I did that with my own children was by using Messenger Kids and then eventually all migrate to Messenger Rooms. These are ways for us to still maintain that social connection and that social interaction that is just so important.
So true, so true. Yes, tell us about Messenger Kids.
Okay, so here's what I love about Messenger Kids is that it lets my children communicate with Abba and Granny and their friends, but I also have an amazing amount of control. So it's like training wheels for tech. It's for, you know, ages 6 to 12. And the idea is that as a parent, I have this dashboard where I am able to supervise who they friend, who they reject, and all of their interactions, right? So I see the messages coming in, I see the messages going out, and then I can also put it in sleep mode. So that means I can limit the amount of time that they are on it. The idea is that I'm helping them develop a healthy relationship with technology, but also acknowledging that it's really important for them to interact with other people right now, especially their friends.
So brilliant. I love that. I love that analogy of training wheels. We're talking to Erica Suter, a nationally recognized voice on, you know, education and parenting and childhood interactions. Our kids are thrown onto Facebook or IG, Instagram, or Snapchat, and they're among predators. They're among people of all ages, and I kind of, you know, and I'm not a helicopter mom, but I love the idea of, you know, not saying, well, you know, you just can't go on until you're 16. I mean, unfortunately, kids have to know how to navigate it. They kind of got thrown into the whole tech world kind of because of COVID, especially if they're really young right now.
Oh, totally. Like, I would have never thought that, you know, my kids would be texting and having virtual play dates and having to interact with people online to the degree that they have. But I also know this is the only way that I can help them feel as if they still have friends and those friends' connections, because, you know, our kids may be little, but they still need that support. They still need to relate to people who are kind of going through the same thing they are and in that same age group. And so what's great about Messenger Kids is that, you know, for little ones, there are games, they can share art projects, they can draw on the app, we can even set up virtual play dates. One of the things that I love, and this is what I'm doing, is having virtual lunchtime. And we have a whole guide that explains how to do that. You basically reach out to other parents, you set it up, so, you know, 6 or 7 kids are on screen together or more or less. And then they eat lunch together, and we have provided conversation starters, ideas of things that they can talk about, so that it kind of gets them into this idea that it's still okay to communicate and have fun and relax this way. Because I don't know about you, but I remember lunchtime being one of the most fun times of the school day.
Right.
And we want to kind of recreate that feeling for kids. Yeah.
So true. Yeah, yeah. You know, it's interesting. You know, when you look at the mind, you know, as we kind of forget what we were thinking as kids, and it takes us, you know, versus psychology and education and stuff to, you know, have to kind of, you know, bridge the gap for a lot of us, you know, older people that kind of forget. But the average child, like when they miss a day of school, what's going through their head isn't that, yeah, yeah, I get to miss school, is what am I missing? What are my other friends doing? And then am I going to be behind? Not so much academically, but will I be left behind because I missed out? And what I love about this sort of technology, like Messenger Kids or these virtual play dates, is it allows the kids to know, like you said, they're not alone and they're not, you know, they're not the only people isolated.
Right. And I think what's really interesting is that I have found that same kind of fear and anxiety when I talk to teenagers and who feel kind of like a little dejected or lonely or left out. And Messenger Rooms tries to fit that bill, right? It's for teenagers and adults to connect. So I found that some teenagers are using it for like study breaks or pizza parties with their friends. And it's a little cooler for that older group because there's 363 images you can use. There are more bells and whistles. You can do blurred backgrounds. Some of your friends see your messy room. And you can have up to 50 people, and there's no time limit, which is really cool. Because, you know, a lot of kids don't want that, you know, ding, you have 1 minute left. They want to just kind of chill and hang out with their friends online if that's their only option.
Exactly. And then you could do PTO meetings and back to school. You know, parents need, you know, some connections too. Yeah. Parents are feeling isolated. Like, I couldn't figure out my kid's algebra. What's wrong with me? Really helps to know that there's other parents out there going, I don't know where to, you know, carry the X or, you know, carry the one either.
Oh, yeah, it's been great. I use it to hang out with my friends. Like, I have my college roommate room, you know, and you can label these things. Like, you can have a standing room that's labeled. And what's amazing is that the people you invite to the room don't have to have Facebook accounts or any other kind of specialty account. You can just send them a link, and then they can join your room, and you can have a standing meeting. Kids can have, like, you know, video game buzz or what have you. And these are really great ways to kind of build in those connections into your life, right? So you know it's there, you know it's waiting for you. And that's important for teens and adults, right? Mm-hmm. We all are craving that human connection right now.
Well, and, you know, it's interesting because there are a lot of people trying to be anti-connecting with the election year coming up and people, you know, concerned about what they see online and, you know, they're trying to isolate. And I try to tell parents especially, don't isolate, because you kind of need to know what's coming. If you are hearing that a bunch of kids just had fevers, you know, then you're aware. You know, unfortunately, when you're a parent, you can't isolate. You're going to have to filter a lot of stuff, but you kind of need to be aware, and parents are really good about telling each other what's going on.
Yeah, we can't bury our heads in the sand, especially now. And the only way we're kind of interacting is either you're on the phone or you're texting or you're doing something like this, these virtual meetups. And there's something about seeing someone's face and seeing someone's reaction that is so important. And it really does change what that interaction is like and what it means and the significance to you. So I recommend this for every single, you know, from 6 12, the Messenger Kids, and then from teen all the way up to, like, you know, my 90-year-old grandmother. Come on, let's get on a room and let's talk for Graham. You know,
right. Now, how can people find the links and more about you?
Well, so to find out more about Messenger Rooms and Messenger Kids, you should go to the Facebook Educator Hub, which is a wealth of important information. I help them create these digital guides that you can find at education.sb.com. Walks you through how to set up an account, what kind of games to play, if you're going to do virtual play date or virtual recess or what have you, ways to connect with some classmates. And you also find information about Messenger Rooms there. And if you want to know more about me or you have a question for me, you can find me at ericasuter.com, and I'll answer any of the questions.
Oh, so wonderful. Erica, thank you so much for joining us. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Now we're working with Iraq. They use the great American dollar, which is the most powerful currency in the world, and they're starting to do well.
President Trump at the White House meeting with the Prime Minister of Iraq. President Trump continues.
We are with them, and this gentleman in particular, we've developed a very good relationship, and hopefully it's going to be very strong for your country.
Filings for jobless benefits rose to 1.1 million last week, suggesting an uptick in layoffs as the economy slowly recovers from the coronavirus pandemic. And Joe Biden will formally accept his party's nomination for president tonight at the 2020 Democratic National Convention being held virtually. It's the former vice president's third run for the White House and comes more than three decades after his first attempt. This is USA Radio News. The administration is still discussing banning TikTok. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
President Trump wants to deny China some of the proceeds from the sale of TikTok. So says White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow on CNBC.
It's not something that's been done in the past, but that doesn't mean it can't be done now. I'll leave it to Secretary Mnuchin, who will be running the books on that deal. So we'll see.
Tropical Depression 13 could develop into Hurricane Laura this weekend as it nears South Florida. National Weather Service meteorologist Robert Garcia says we are in the five-day cone of uncertainty.
We have the unsettled weather ahead here heading into the weekend. Through the weekend, we're going to continue to gain a better perspective as to what Tropical Depression 13 could mean for our region.
There's a 20 to 30% chance South Florida could feel tropical storm force winds Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe.
All right, guys. Hi, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we talk about toilets a lot on the show because we use them a lot. I probably spend more time in the toilet than I do in the kitchen, than I do in the family room, than I do even in the studio sometimes. All right, and I really do need to increase my fiber. I will rectify that as quickly as I can. And so we do spend, and it's not just because it's toilet humor. It's because I'm a doctor, and a big part of our health is not only what we put into our body, but what we get out of our body. And expelling things from our body is kind of important. Everybody's like, oh, it's gross. Talk about sneezing. Talk about boogers. Talk about farts. It's disgusting. Yeah, I'm like, look, that's what your body does. Okay? I mean, if y'all want to act like your poop doesn't stink, go ahead. But, you know, as a doctor, we've had to examine the poop. We've had to examine boogers. We've had to examine you know, mucus and, you know, pee-pee and things like that. I mean, that's what we do. You know, in the olden days, when we didn't have your analysis tests, we would have to examine if you were diabetic by tasting your urine. If your urine was sweet, then that means, you know, you were diabetic, which is kind of where diabetes mellitus comes from. Sweet. And we probably in medical school had to acquire that skill by tasting multiple urines and then finally going, oh, yeah, that's sweet. I've tasted my urine. I did it on air. It was the most disgusting thing possible. So, you know, if you guys think what we do is disgusting, well, then, you know, that's kind of why, you know, we do deserve the big bucks if we will ever get paid the big bucks again. So when it comes to COVID, right, we talk about sneezing, we talk about coughing, we talk about spraying and not saying it. We're all wearing masks. Okay, but what about pee-pee? So apparently there was a study, and this isn't the first one. You know, they've looked at sediments in urine and things like that, and they have found the SARS-CoV-2 virus in urine sediments. In fact, when animals, remember there was this one study with cats, and the cats picked it up from each other because there was pee-pee and somebody touched the other pee-pee or something like that, because the cats are all up into each other's potty boxes, which my cats have asked for separate potty boxes, so I do. I have, like, a whole bunch of different separate potty boxes. It doesn't matter. They go into each other's potty boxes anyway. But what the hell? You ask for all these potty boxes. But we know that COVID can be found in traces in the urine. So in this one study, they decided to look at what the spray would be. And I want to know how often. Yeah, 57% of what goes into the urinal leaves. It doesn't just stay in the urinal. I know you guys got those cakes and you got the ice. I really need to spend more time in the guys' bathroom because I think you guys have, like, a lot of new stuff that it's been a long time since I've been in a men's room, and I need to kind of, like, I'm it's really important because I can't really advise you guys on what to do with the urinal if I don't use one myself. So I need to kind of, you know, I need to walk the walk, talk the talk. But they say 57% roughly of whatever you put into that goes out. And it can go, they said, like 0.8 to 0.9 meters. That's what? Maybe 2.5 to 3.5 feet. And it could go up a certain amount of meat, like up the length of the thigh. I mean, that high up and out. So many urinals are kind of, you know, depending on sports arenas or whatever, they're kind of right next to each other. Now, I don't know. I haven't really been to, you know, a public bathroom, a male one. With the female bathrooms, they don't X any of the doors out. You get to go to a bathroom next to somebody else, which I still think it's crazy. I still think it is, it blows my mind how we are sitting here social distancing in the potty. I have been asking for people to social distance. I have wanted my own private bathroom, right, since I even knew what a public bathroom was. I hate going into a public bathroom. You know, I can't pee. I could pee maybe, but I can't potty if there's somebody else there. And, you know, remember that whole tampon fiasco where I dropped it and it rolled into the other stall and then I needed to either ask them to give it back or I had to grab it or I should have just run, but then I was worried about DNA evidence. And so, you know, I just don't do well. Public bathrooms are just not, you know, where I do well. So, you know, I'll use it if I have to, and then hopefully I just race home, you know? So, like, you know, I'm out with my friends, and all of a sudden I'm like, okay, bye, if you need to cut this short, bye. And they're like, why, are you ovulating? I'm like, no, I just got to go potty, and I can't go potty there. So I have to drive home, which is why whenever we do go out to eat, I kind of make sure that we pick a restaurant, like, right near the house, just in case I have to go. So, and I know, it's not a hang-up. It's just, I just don't do well with other people, and I think it's instinctive. Because think about it, okay? I don't know if you guys have cats or dogs, right? So you'll get a puppy, you'll get a kitty, and they'll go potty. Okay? And you're like, oh, look how cute, they're going potty. And, you know, they're like, okay, and I remember my mom going, they don't want you sitting there watching, okay? Give them some privacy, okay? They need to. And I learned early on that cats want to have, like, their own little private sort of wall. And, you know, you know, animals kind of need some privacy. And the reason why that is kind of important, it's not about smell or anything like that. It's because of the flight or fright response. And so when somebody's around you, you already start to tense up. Even if it's a friendly, you know, your animal instinct tightens up. So when there's somebody around, I just tighten up. It just is. Even if I love them to death or whatever, you know, I'm like, you know, yeah, but it's just harder to go. Now, you have some people that can't even pee. in a public bathroom. And with them, we do try to do some cognitive therapy and stuff because we want them to be able to relax their bladder. That could cause some major issues. And you know, there is a lot of social anxiety in bathrooms. But there is an element of very normal baseline, I don't want to use an anxiety, but apprehension of potting around other people because you need to be ready. You can't be in the middle of an act, right? And then all of a sudden you get attacked. So I think instinctively a lot of us are like, you know what, pinch it and be ready to, you know, fight just in case something happens. And, you know, I went to some schools, it was a really rough kids, and sometimes you got your butt kicked in a bathroom, so you kind of had to be ready. So with urinals and stuff, I mean, do now, you know, companies have to start doing social distancing and putting big, you know, X's on a urinal. And, you know, I mean, the bathroom in and of itself with people walking by already has a lot of movement of air. So, you can't necessarily predict where a certain particulate is going to go, if it's going to go up, if it's going to go sideways or whatever. But, you know, to think that somebody could be exposed to COVID next to somebody who's peeing is pretty kind of disgusting. Now, hopefully you're wearing a mask. You know, I kind of like the mask thing because now if I go into a bathroom, it doesn't stink, right? Because I go into a bathroom and I'm like, oh, I don't really smell anything bad in here. It's another thing, too. It's really hard to go into go potty when it's a bathroom that, like stinks, you know? So I tell the family, I'm like, guys, don't use this bathroom, okay? This bathroom's going to be mine because if you use it, I can't use it for like 20 minutes. And we don't have matches in my house because when you have boys, you really don't want matches around. So all we do is we used to have that Glade spray or, oh, my gosh, didn't it stink? Oh, I hate it. I remember my family growing up. You know, it's like, you know, they're trying to hide it and it's just the smell is even worse than just, you know, I just crack open a window. Just let us go outside for about 20 minutes. I think we're fine, even though it's like 115 degrees. Weather. So, you know, I think it's really great that we have researchers now trying to, you know, seeing that there are many other ways for people to be exposed. But I think what I find so comedic about this whole thing is it's just about COVID. All right. I mean, people were so shocked by the study going, oh my gosh, I could get COVID from the what else do you think you're getting from their urine? Everybody's like, well, you know, the urine is sterile. Urine should be sterile, right? Ideally, but it has to go down a path. And a lot of times that pathway, depending on how big it is, not the most clean. Right? You know, same thing with, you know, women. Women will be, you know, accused of having dirty urine. You know, the doctor's like, I looked at the urine. I don't think you have an infection. I just think it's dirty urine. And like, well, appears. You know, no, it's just, you know, the vagina has bacteria. And if it's going to come through there, that area, and, you know, you can't projectile-y put it somewhere, it's going to be contaminated. So, you know, there's a lot of things under urine. Medicines. I mean, you know, we're picking up, you know, other people's hormones and their SSRIs and other things in their urine that's coming into our water, and then we're drinking the water, and don't even get me started on recycling and what we're recycling. So, no big shock, but just, you know, if you do go pee, you know, and you got a dude standing there, give the dude some privacy, try to, like, pee a little, you know, have that distance, because, you know, guys know what to do. They'll skip one or alternate. Sometimes if you got to go, you got to go, but just wear your mask when you pee, I guess. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how much of the U.S. is currently on fire right now? Well, last night, or early this morning, CNN kind of gave us an update, and I'll give you guys more updates as we have them, that there are dozens of large wildfires right now burning across the United States. 77 large complex wildfires were burning in 15 states across the country as of early this week, almost a third of them in California, according to the National Interagency Fire Center. Fires have burned, as of last night, 649,000 acres in the 14 states where the fires are still currently spreading. We have 45 million people under some sort of heat warning or advisories with no reprieve from the record heat in the West that is expected until the weekend. It's supposed to be a bad one. I hate to say it. I'm going to be getting out of Dodge. It's just so hot. And, you know, usually when times like this, that's when your air conditioning starts to poop out. Most California and some surrounding areas are under excessive heat warning, they say, from the National Weather Service. So what's going on right now? Alaska. You have 7 fires within Alaska, 26,000 acres. They believe lightning strikes have caused most of the 331 fires that were reported this year. That's according to the Alaska Interagency Coordination Center. CNN also reports that Arizona has had about 11 fires, more than 31,000 acres. Not 11 fires currently, but, you know, how many fires have they had thus far? And a lightning strike caused the largest, the Casadora Springs fire, according to information on the NC Web Information System. California has battled this year so far 25 fires, more than 345,000 acres. The August complex has been made up of 20 individual fires caused by lightning strikes in the Mendocino National Forest. Colorado has suffered 5, more than 135,000 acres lost. Smoke covering much of Colorado right now. Denver metro area is under an air quality alert. There's the Pine Gulch fire. It's the largest burning now. Was also caused by lightning, according to an incident report. Florida has one fire that's burned over 100 acres. Unsure exactly what the cause is. Idaho has had a couple fires, more than 490 acres. The cause of the Muldoon fire has burned about 400 acres. It's currently under investigation. Montana has had 3, almost 8,000 acres. The Bear Creek fire was caused by lightning, burned 7,500. Nevada. Nevada has 2 fires that are totally contained, so no longer spreading. It's burned more than 14,000 acres before they were contained. Lightning caused the Poodle fire. That burned 13,000 acres. New Mexico has had 2, more than 2,600 acres. Lightning that also caused the Dark Canyon fire. Oregon, 7, with 2 contained, more than 22,000 acres. I know it looks like Portland's on fire with all the, coverage of the riots, but they say the cause of the Indian Creek fire is currently under investigation. It has burned more than 14,000 acres. We don't believe the protests spread to, you know, the forest areas, but it's under investigation. South Dakota's had a fire, more than 500 acres currently burning from what we understand. Texas has 2 fires, more than 4,000 acres. Utah, 4 fires, more than 1,500 acres. Washington. Washington, 6 fires, more than 44,000 acres. The Taylor Pond fire was caused by lightning, according to a Facebook post. Burned about 38,000 acres. Wyoming had 1, more than 825,000 acres. It's the Wattle Creek fire on the border of Montana, still under investigation. So the LNU lightning complex in Napa and Sonoma counties is being watched as its fire has doubled in areas since yesterday to 124,000 acres. According to Cal State, the fire complex threatens 25,000 structures. We're seeing massive blazes, plumes of smoke, ashes to the sky surrounding San Francisco. Pretty bad air for hundreds of miles, which does endanger public health. Evacuations had to be expanded overnight Wednesday into the early mornings of today, early morning hours. Portions of Travis Air Force Base also had to be, from what I understand, under advisory. Late Wednesday, officials had to shut down Interstate 80 west of Vacaville. Vacaville, between San Francisco and Sacramento. You take the I-80 from San Francisco, pass through Reno to Salt Lake, and the I-80 is a huge artery. Central California, a pilot on a firefighting flight near Fresno died because his helicopter crashed. That was tragic. And a PG&E worker died while assisting first responders near the LNU lightning complex. So tens of thousands of people have been instructed to evacuate from advancing flames, more told to be ready to flee if necessary. And the fires come as California has been, as we said, enduring their record-breaking heat, as well as they've had rolling blackouts because of high electricity demands for air conditioning and other uses, as well as the novel coronavirus pandemic. You know, people were talking about, why do we have an energy crisis now? You know, businesses are closed, but yeah, the people are home. And so people are home and the TV is on all day. You know, I mean, I used to work from 6 to 6, so I'd be, you know, gone. Now, you know, maybe the kids would come home or somebody would be home and the dogs and cats would play or whatever. And we had the air conditioning on and, you know, but you didn't really need any lights on and you really didn't have any TV. You know, you didn't really need, you know, much for TV. And, you know, then we'd come home and, you know, play with the cats and dogs and whatever. But it, you know, now people are home all day. So, yeah. One of the fires in San Celeste County has injured 5 to 7 people, including one who suffered major burns. Right now in San Francisco Bay, 3,800 homes and businesses in 5 counties are being threatened. When you look at the burning area, there's actually tons of little ones throughout. And San Mateo and Santa Cruz counties, we have 20,000 people had to evacuate. Not good. And again, things are dry. I don't know how much of a drought we've had this year, but I believe this was not a very good year for rain in most of these areas. Okay, so hurricanes. Oh, boy. All right, so we got this year, 2020, is still 2020, and it just isn't letting up. And the National Hurricane Center is now monitoring 3 tropical systems that have a chance to further develop in the coming days. Now, peak hurricane season is roughly late August through September. Early October. So now we're coming into peak hurricane season, and we've already gone through at least half of our names of hurricanes. 2 of the 3 systems are tropical depressions that are likely to develop into tropical storms or hurricanes in the coming days, and they both pose threats to the U.S. So we have a tropical depression 13, according to Forbes, and a tropical depression 14. They haven't given them their names yet. They've just numbered them. And they have formed and are projected to intensify to at least tropical storm strength, according to the National Hurricane Center. Tropical depression 13 is projected to become a tropical storm, and then it'll become a hurricane as it goes near Florida. Apparently, we've had an advisory issue today. Say the NHC intensity forecast now shows the system becoming a hurricane in 96 hours, but it is a little lower than the consensus aids at days 4 and 5 due to the uncertainty of how the system will interact with the greater Antilles. So the storm has started to show some organization. You know, these storms that look like they're kind of chaotic and out of whack or whatever, those are the ones we don't worry about. It's the ones that look organized and it have their poop together. Those are the ones that we start to get a little nervous about. The ones that form and hover and get enough juice, and those are the ones that, you know, yeah. They say if you live in Florida along the eastern Gulf Coast, Gulf of Mexico coast, they said you do need to pay close attention to this storm. Now, Tropical Depression 14 is currently located to the southwest of Jamaica. It is projected to pass over the Yucatan Peninsula before emerging into the western Gulf of Mexico. Now, Gulf of Mexico hurricanes, those don't bode well. We don't like those that much because that kind of reminds us of Hurricane Katrina. Hurricane Katrina slowly inched and brewed and grew in the Gulf of Mexico before it hit Louisiana and Texas. National Hurricane Center track forecast suggests that people in Texas and Louisiana should be paying very close attention. They said it's possible that the depression could be near or at hurricane strength when it approaches Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico in 2 to 3 days. Some weakening is anticipated when the center moves over land, and then strengthening is likely after it moves over the Gulf of Mexico. There is still quite a bit of uncertainty. So they're watching this pretty closely. Right now it is forecast, not for New Orleans, but for western Louisiana and Texas, like the Galveston area. If both storms are named, it would be the earliest L storm on record. It would be Hurricane Laura, or Tropical Storm Laura. Yeah, and then Marco. 1-877-DOT-SALLY. Don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.